This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com. Creating the moon.
He's Allah Almighty. Welcome back to our program, Know Your Lord. We were discussing about the Tawheed, the meaning of it, and we also talked about how oneness of God is preserved till date in all the major religious scriptures. We talked about the Hindu religious scriptures, the Jewish religious scriptures, and the Christian religious scriptures. Now, as I said, that Tawheed is unique to Islam, because Tawheed, apart from being describing only oneness of God, it also means the real definition, the complete definition of Tawheed is attributing oneness to Allah and describing Him as being one and unique in His essence, in His existence, in His lordship, in His names and attributes, as well as in His divinity, in His worship. So this all together would mean the real definition of Tawheed. For a better understanding, the scholars, they have categorized the Tawheed into three categories, namely Tawheed Ar-Rububiyyah, which means oneness of God in terms of lordship; Tawheed Al-Asma wa Sifat, which means oneness of God in terms of names and attributes; and Tawheed Al-Ibadah, which is oneness in divinity. These are the three categories that the scholars have categorized in order for us to understand better Tawheed in complete sense. In this episode, we shall throw some light on the first category of Tawheed, that is Tawheed Al-Rububiyyah. Tawheed Al-Rububiyyah is the first category of Tawheed, and it means attributing oneness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and describing Him as being one and unique in His lordship. Which means if we believe in Tawheed Al-Rububiyyah, it means that we acknowledge, we affirm that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one and unique in providing, in sustaining, in cherishing, in controlling, in managing, in making all affairs, and He is the owner of everything. Rabb is the root word for Rububiyyah, and it means the owner, the nourisher, and the one to whom all our obedience is required, which means He is the owner of every one of us. He is the one who deserves our obedience. Third, He is the one who nourishes us. If you look at the Quran and the teachings of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, we find in great detail the mentioning about Tawheed Ar-Rububiyyah. And moreover, this being the first category of Tawheed, it helps us analyze and understand the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in providing and sustaining, controlling, owning, and managing the entire creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala confirms in the Quran, in Surah Fatiha, Surah number 1, Ayah number 2, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Lord, is the sustainer, is the cherisher, is the owner, is the protector of everything. He is the one who is the Rabbul Alameen. He is not the Rabb of the Muslims or the Arabs. He is the Rabb of everything that we see and we don't see. He is Rabbul Alameen. And He is the one we believe in this category of Tawheed. We believe that He is the only one force who is providing, who has owned us, who is our single owner, and to Him we need to obey. He is the one who nourishes every creature that we see and we don't see. Every creature on the face of the earth is being fed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He is the owner, He is the sustainer, He is the cherisher, who does not need anything for Himself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَهُوَ يُطْعِمْ وَلَا يُطْعَمْ. It is He who feeds me, you, and the rest but no one is there to feed him. He doesn't require any food. He is by himself. He sustains everything around us. In order for us to contemplate, we see there are so many species deep down in the sea. Who is providing them? Allah is the Rabb who is providing them. We see there are small tiny insects in between the mountains. Who is providing them? It is our Rabb. He is the one who sustains, who provides every living thing. Everything is owned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our relationship again, in terms of our Rabb and us, is Rabb, the master and the slave. We the slaves are always in need of provision. We the slaves are always in requirement. Whom shall we go to? Whom shall we go to address, to take our plea, to seek help in terms of our risk, in terms of our sustenance, in terms of our cherishing? Whom should we go to? It is our Rabb. He is so great. He is our Rabb. He is so great that He even provides to those who are disobedient to Him. He is the Rabb who provides even to those who do not believe in God. He is the one who provides everything to the one who associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is Rabbul Alameen. And historically, Tawheed al-Rububiyyah was never denied except by Fir'aun, who said, Inni Rabbukum al-A'la. I am the Rabb. I am the Rabb for you. I am your Lord. Except the tyrant and the arrogant. No one denies it. Even the mushriks of Makkah, the people who used to associate partners with Allah, even they used to acknowledge this category of Tawheed. That is Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, in Surah Zukhruf, Surah number 43, that if you ask them, who created the heavens and the earth? They would say, Allah, He is the Rabb. And if you ask them, as mentioned in Surah Ankabut, Surah number 29, Ayah number 61, who is the one who sends down the rain to the earth which is dead and gives life to it by providing the rain? They would say, Allah, He is our Rabb. If you ask them, as Allah says in Surah Ankabut, Surah number 29, Ayah number 63, who is the one who created you? They would say, Allah, our Rabb, He is our Creator. But what made them delude is their arrogance, is their disbelief, is their associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So historically, all of the people, except a few, they attributed, they acknowledged, they affirmed Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. That is oneness in terms of lordship. All of the people, they believe that Allah is the one, Rabb is the one who sustains them, cherishes them, and we as slaves, we from the definition of Rububiyyah derive that all the obedience, all the servitude, all the slavery, we need to show our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, and we need to obey His laws. We need to obey His commandments. We need to accept all what He says. We need to make sure that we show our slavery, our servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the Rabb of everything. We need to make sure that our relationship as slaves with the master is very clear. We do not associate anyone with the rububiyyah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not obey anyone, any law, any rule over and above the rule of our Rabb. We are the one who makes sure that we are nourished, we are cherished, we are sustained, we are controlled, we are managed by single owner, a Rabb. This is what it means, Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. And Tawheed al-Rububiyyah also clarifies that the nourishment that comes to the earth, to all of us, is again from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the only single owner of everything that exists. And as a part of our faith, we need to believe that each and every creature on the face of the earth are sustained, cherished, and surviving with the grace and mercy of our Rabb. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rabbul Alameen, and He is the one, as I mentioned, is the Rabb who sustains everything that we see and we that don't see. So these are the meaning of Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. Moreover, inshallah, in the next episode, we shall begin with the next category of Tawheed, that is Tawheed al-Asma wa Sifat, talking about its meanings, its importance, its principles. Till then, make sure that you act like a slave, act like a person who in reality is the slave of Allah, of our Rabb, and make sure our obedience, our servitude is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we commit ourselves that we do not associate anybody in terms of Tawheed al-Rububiyyah with anyone except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not associate any partners in this category of Tawheed, that is Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. Till then, take care of yourself and keep worshipping al-Rabb, who is the Rabbul Alameen, the Lord of the worlds. Wa akhiru dawana anil hamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
Who created the sun?
Is Allah Almighty.
Who created the moon?
Is Allah Almighty. Who runs the rivers and lakes?
Is Allah Almighty.
Who runs the clouds full of rain?
Is Allah Almighty. Who forgives us when we commit many sins?
Allah Almighty.
Who looks down on us? Tell me who He is.
Allah Almighty.
And when you meet Allah, you should be so proud. And then you'd shout it to Him out loud.